This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Toll free to join us right here as we launch into the second hour of the program. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. We're going back to Jason, who is on the line with us in Bowling Green, Kentucky. For those of you just tuning in, there's been a lot of talk, obviously, this in the last week about the racists, white separatists, who, of course, made a big deal down in Charlottesville, Virginia last week. There was a big conflict between them and the almost as detestable, if not as detestable, Antifa or the anti-fascists. Two very, very not-so-friendly groups who fought it out in Charlottesville. And now, of course, today in the Boston Common, it turned out there weren't any Nazis or white supremacists, at least according to Justin O'Donnell from the Libertarian Party, who we had on the phone in the first hour. But there were 25,000 people who came out, apparently, expecting there to be
they
Nazis.
They were Nazi hunting.
Jason is on the line with us in Bowling Green. Oh, now, what were you calling about tonight, Jason? I apologize. We were very short on time in the last segment right when we took your call. So go ahead.
Speaking about the Charlottesville incident last week, ever since then, it seems like there has been a narrative where both sides, well, one side was more to blame than the other, okay?
And which side is more to blame in the narrative?
In the narrative, well, you know, the neo-Nazis, KKK / you know, the right, I guess you could say, is their term, or more to blame.
The Unite the Right folks, yep.
Right, which I personally find neo-Nazis and people in the Klan to be pretty disgusting.
Yep. But do you consider yourself to be on the right?
No, I consider myself to be kind of middle of the road.
All right, well, the rally wasn't for you then. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I think people that are racist or extremists on either side are disgusting because one of the things guaranteed to us is the right to peacefully assemble, correct?
Yep.
Okay, well,
as long as you get your permit!
Yeah, if you threaten peaceful assembly, then you're kind of violating somebody else's rights, regardless of whether you agree with them being there or not.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I think you have the right to peaceably assemble, you know, alongside of them and disagree.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And I keep coming back to, are you guys familiar with George Orwell, 1984?
Oh, yeah.
I keep coming back, especially after listening to your guys talk today, or yes, tonight, I'm sorry. And I keep thinking about, it's almost like you're being conditioned to only hear one point of view, and that kind of scares me.
I hear you. I think that it's sort of coming down to this. You know, that free speech is, I think free speech has become a dog whistle.
What does that mean?
A dog whistle means
something
code.
You can't hear.
Code. Yes.
Okay.
Well, like not everybody can hear it. So you know, now it's becoming a terminology used to say that somebody is in fact supporting racist speech.
Did this happen in the last week, or has this been something that...
I think it's been brewing for some time. I did an online debate not too long ago with a college professor, and he was taking the, you know, really strange position, and I'll say that I won the debate by vote, and probably because I took the free speech side, not because I was that great of a debater, but the guy's, like, basically saying, hey, look, you know, some racist speech, it's just too much. You know, the people who are being spoken against, they can't defend themselves, so we can't have racist speech.
This was where was this debate online?
It was just online. I can't even remember the name of the website.
Okay. I was going to say, if you're in a debate, you probably should, you know, let us know and we can promote it or whatever, put the video out.
My audio didn't work the way I would have liked it to.
So it didn't sound that great.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. Jason, you know what to do here? What do you think?
I wish I had the easy answer, but there really isn't one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that...
I keep thinking about that novel, and I'm starting to think, well, gee, I wonder if Orwell got the date wrong by 30-some years. You
Yeah.
Great point.
Yeah, I hear you.
Jason, thanks for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Is free speech under attack in the United States? That's what it sounds like, Mark. You're saying this college professor was saying that, yeah, speech is fine except for,
yes.
And then he had a carve-out for right-wing hate speech.
His argument would have been that there's a carve-out for yelling fire in a crowded theater, a carve-out for libel and slander.
That's a poor argument, and it's brought up very often on the airwaves here.
That's what you hear. It's like the next thing after you say free speech is you have to talk about movie theaters and people yelling fire. Have you ever tried to yell fire in a movie theater? Have you ever seen
somebody? That's a bad idea.
I've seen them do it.
Really?
Nobody even looks at them.
Wow. I've never seen that happen.
If it's a crowded theater, people are talking.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, who runs in panic trampling babies because somebody yelled fire?
Yeah, where's
they
the
don't
smoke?
Smell smoke. They don't, you know, nothing.
Right.
You know?
But the fact is, Mark, it's not about that. It's about the fact that the movie theater is private property. So you don't have free speech on private property.
Right. You can't come to my house and yodel underneath my window at 2 a.m.
Unless it's the rule of the private property owner that free speech is allowed, and most private property owners have some restriction on speech. And in a movie theater, one of the restrictions is you turn your phone off and you don't yell fire in the movie theater unless there's an actual reason to do so. Otherwise, the theater owner has the right to evict you from their premises. I mean, that's very straightforward. But that has nothing to do with the question about...
Slander. There are, I'm just giving you the shots that this guy said.
Oh, well, hold on. I'm still addressing the first one. That has nothing to do with the question of should people be able to say things in a public place. And in which case, as long as we have public places, then the answer is yes. People should be able to say whatever crazy claptrap they want in a public space or on their own private property. And in the case of Boston Common, we're talking about a public space, which, while it's also the free speech of the protesters to be able to shout down those who are speaking, because that's all free speech, the police should not have shut it down. That's, I think, the real mistake here today, or tragedy, if you will, that the police stopped this event from continuing. I'm not sure exactly why. Maybe because apparently Antifa were pushing on the fences and trying to break in or something like that. And so they used the violence of the protesters as the excuse to quash the speech of the people in the bandstand. And that's an example of what they call in law the heckler's veto. And that's the situation where if there's the excuse is, well, these hecklers out here, they're going to attack somebody if we just let this speech go on.
Right.
And so therefore, we need to shut down this speech. There's these crazy people out here who might do something crazy.
Women can't go outdoors because somebody might rape them.
It's the same kind of
idea. Right, it's the same, you know, like, when you start changing these things around, you realize exactly what a infringement on rights this is.
And there have been cases, plenty of cases. I mean, the reason why heckler's veto is a thing is because I believe it came out of the Supreme Court, or at least some courts. It's been cited a number of times. It was cited in the Robin Hood of Keene case that I was involved in by our attorney there. And this is something that has been litigated on a number of occasions where the courts have made it very clear that the government cannot involve themselves in a viewpoint discrimination based on what the hecklers might do, based on the fear of somebody breaking the actual law of attacking someone over their speech. That fear is not justification for restricting the speech of the speaker. The speaker should be free to say the things they want. Now, there is a risk. Right? There's a risk that some crazy fool is going to attack you for the words that come out of your mouth. That person would be breaking the law.
Depending on the words, I might be like, I don't feel so bad.
That person might be breaking the law by that attack, in which case it's the police's job to stop that attack if they're present, or go after the attacker if they weren't present for it and investigate that situation. But it is not the job of the government or the police to use the potential for an attack as the reason to quash speech. So this could be an actionable event as far as if the government did indeed stop this.
Of course it's actionable. Absolutely.
Right.
I mean, this is, you know, once again, your government bureaucrats have failed you, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. America.
They broke the Constitution.
Yeah, they do it all the time. Yeah. Will they be held accountable? No, they
probably
won't.
Probably not.
But you will. Yep, your tax dollars will go to pay off somebody who's once again had their rights violated because, I don't know, some captain or, OIC or whatever couldn't figure out how to let people who disagree be in the same space.
So that comes down to another question of letting people who disagree being in the same space, which is kind of where I wanted to go with some of the news tonight. Looks like the folks over at some racist website have been shut down by their, not just their web host, but their DNS provider. And that's a whole new level of scary. We'll tell you why coming up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using Estroblock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you're invited to join us on the radio and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Is free speech under attack? Certain things are not welcome in a lot of corners, and understandably, but does that mean, you know, these topics should not be discussed at all in public? And we're going to get deeper into this discussion here, because there's been some major, I guess, I don't know if the right term, targeting of people on the white supremacist side of things, of their websites, at levels that are unprecedented, that are to some extent disturbing. And I'll explain that coming up here in moments.
So let's talk about nutritional supplements for a second. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you're likely to be told cheap vitamin and mineral supplements don't cut it. You also are going to need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. By the time it's all said and done, you're buying 5 bottles of product and spending $150 per month. If this is a situation that you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big boys won't. The perfect blend of 7 supplements in a single product. And they've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more. Enter coupon code FTL to receive 10% off your order every time you order. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. They do accept Bitcoin over there at SimplifyMySupplements.com. I'd like to point out, I took this, and just the probiotic aspect of it caused me to lose like 10 pounds without even knowing why I was losing. I couldn't really even figure it out. I saw a movie explaining what probiotics do, and I'm like, oh, that's why. SimplifyMySupplements.com. This is the best supplement you didn't know you needed. SimplifyMySupplements.com.
All right, so we know what has happened in the last week since last Friday night with the Charlottesville conflict between two very despicable sides, the anti-fascists and the fascists, the right-wing, racist, Nazi, some of them are Nazis.
I don't know what they are, but I saw a lot of video of some people doing and saying despicable things.
Yeah, for sure. Fighting each other in Charlottesville over some Civil War statue, statue of Robert E. Lee in that particular case. There have been statues that have been pulled down since then by protesters and cities. I guess Baltimore pulled down a
statues
overnight, yep, sometime this week, and
the dark of night.
Yeah, it was a surprise to some people. So there's been this kind of ongoing conflict in the streets. It boiled over in Boston today with over 25,000 people in the streets. Just a tremendous thronging mass of people. I mean, I was really surprised to see that level of a turnout, all to oppose a free speech rally, which had nothing whatsoever to do with the alt-right. They had an alt-right person scheduled to speak at this free speech rally, but it was sort of a multi, you know, perspective thing. There were progressives, there were conservatives, there were some libertarians speaking there, but they had actually disinvited the alt-right guy prior to the event. So it wasn't
one guy.
Yeah, it wasn't an alt-right event, according to the people who were there on the ground today. Mark, you said you had talked to a college professor who was arguing to suppress the speech of right-wing hate groups. And I don't like that speech. I find it to be detestable. But at the same time, I'm somebody who does offer a platform for relatively free speech. You can call Free Talk Live, and you can have a detestable opinion on this show. You can't say the F word, because then, you know, our stations
will... A few other words.
There's a few words you can't say, but those words would... Not being able to say those words does not prohibit you from expressing the ideas that you have.
Right.
And so
there's speech is to some extent censored here, but ideas are generally not.
Correct. Certain words are censored here, I would say, and that's just because we have to, because that's the way things work. But the ideas, you're welcome to call in. We're going to refute them if you call in with bad ideas, if you're going to call in with racism, if you're going
to
call
what
in
we
with...
we consider to be bad ideas, right?
If you're going to, well, I think most people consider racism to be bad, but yes.
I don't care what most people think. That's a logical fallacy, argumentum ad populum. It doesn't matter. Your idea is either good or bad on its own merits, not because of people agree or disagree with it.
Well, right, and that gets us into this issue here where a lot of people disagree with the racists out there, and understandably so. And what we've seen happening this week is companies have been shutting down accounts of people like Christopher Cantwell, who was one of the more prominent people down in Charlottesville. The Vice documentary was done about him. He's been shut off from every payment platform that he was on. So he had Stripe, I think, for his credit cards, PayPal. He had some other thing for payments, Patreon. Those have all shut him down. He was shut down from his dating platforms, OkCupid, Match.com, shut down from these major dating sites. Shut up, banned forever, according to OkCupid.
Facebook, which is, you know.
Well, that's easy to get shut off of. But, yeah, Facebook, Twitter, all these platforms. All these platforms he was shut down from. And his website's still online, but is it only a matter of time now before they target his site? Because what happened this week is particularly chilling as far as free speech is concerned. According to BusinessInsider.com, a prominent, and there's other sources as well, but a prominent internet rights group has condemned Google and GoDaddy for refusing to manage the domain registration for the neo-Nazi website The Daily Stormer.
Mm.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, the EFF, a nonprofit organization that defends digital civil liberties, issued a blistering statement on Thursday, slamming the domain gatekeepers for using their power to silence speech.
So this is a DNS provider, right?
GoDaddy is a DNS provider. That is correct.
Right. So not only do they put a website up, but they make it so that you can type in some words
and get to the site.
And get to the site rather than typing in a bunch of letters and dots.
A bunch of numbers, yeah.
So this is effectively handing over freedom of the press to the marketplace, and then the marketplace refusing to let people act as the press, right?
After Heather Heyer was killed in Charlottesville, the Daily Stormer ran a post mocking her for her physical appearance and using various offensive epithets.
It sure was.
This prompted widespread outrage on Twitter and led GoDaddy to investigate and ultimately to ban the Daily Stormer for violating its terms of service. Following this, the neo-Nazi site attempted to register a domain with Google, but that attempt was quickly blocked as well. Though many around the web were pleased to hear these companies were making an effort.
Right, because these people are so concerned about their team that they don't care about what's right or wrong. Okay? And that's what I want Free Talk Live to be, is the referee of, you know, life, where I can say, beep, beep, oh, sorry, yep, you've gone too far. That's a violation of freedom of speech. You're going to have to step back, Mr. Antifa. You know, take a deep breath. I don't care. Inhale the paint, whatever you're doing over there. you know, settle down for a second. And that's what this sounds like. If you're disrupting somebody's DNS, I'm not saying that you have to host a website that you find detestable. But if you're going to go and if you're going to host and then mess with the DNS, be a DNS provider, then you're just going to have to let people say what they want.
Let's continue here with what the EFF has to say about it, and you can share your thoughts. Should websites that are offensive be able to be shut down at their core, meaning preventing even the site name itself from existing? It's Free Talk Live.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you dial toll free, join us on the radio. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username for you, lrn.fm. You just dial us up there and you can talk about anything that you want to discuss. Now, if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, then join Dash. Dash is digital cash, and as I understand it, it just... was it today? Hit a new world record high in dollar value. Dash is a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. You can take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. We're going to talk more about what happened to the, I guess, I don't know what the right word to describe all these people are, because they're all so similar, but as we learned recently, they're different. So, like, a Nazi isn't exactly the same thing as a white nationalists or
the KKK.
They're all racists, but you know they're not all necessarily Nazis if they're in the KKK or if they are white nationalists and all that. So it's one of those politics makes strange bedfellows situations where they're united, it seems, in their hatred of other people who look different from them or have different religions, but politically political philosophy wise, they're different in their opinions. So we'll get into that because one of those groups is being oppressed by corporations. Their free speech is being shut down. But then again, do you really have free speech when it comes to private property? Most libertarians would say no, but when it gets to the question of your DNS records, does that change how people feel about this at all? Let's get into that a little deeper here in moments. But first, Sean is in Dallas, listening online via the LRN.FM app. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I want to go ahead and change the subject I was going to talk about. So I was just originally talking about Sarah in New Mexico calling in about the red light signals.
Yeah, Sarah in New Mexico is a regular caller to Free Talk Live. For listeners that may be new to the show, she is a chronic caller of the worst order because she doesn't actually listen to the show. And because, you know, because we are an open phone show and we don't actually have a rule prohibiting it, we let her call in to say whatever she wants. And she almost always complains about some sort of traffic related thing like red light cameras, as you mentioned. So go ahead.
Yeah, it's pretty much increased our accidents around the red light cameras by 30% because I just got one and did research because I just slammed on my brakes and someone hit me in the ass. And I was like, goodness, Sarah.
So you're saying the red light camera resulted in you slamming on your brakes and getting rear-ended at the traffic light?
Yes.
Yeah, so this is generally
not uncommon.
What has happened in the past regarding red light cameras. So a municipality will install them. They'll see an increase in revenue that comes from people, you know, doing sort of what they've done all along when it comes to red lights, you know, scooting through the pink light or whatever it is that they were doing. And they saw this big increase in revenue. They're like, yeah, cha-ching, baby! And then over time, you know, within a few, you know, some months over time, the people will start realizing, oh, I'm going to get a ticket, so they'll slam on their brakes. They get rear-ended.
Get some whiplash while you're at it.
Yeah, the municipalities will also, crank down the time on the yellow lights.
Yeah, they did. They did. The yellow light is like 2 seconds long.
Yeah.
It's like green. Get ready.
Yeah. Yeah, they want that. They want that revenue. They found another source for revenue, and they
but
want
it. The cost of lives because some people actually end up getting seriously injured or even dying in these situations.
Yep. Well, I can tell you, red light cameras don't save lives.
So, Sean, you'd wanted to call in to just kind of let Sarah know that there are real life victims because of her red light laws.
Yeah, I don't know if she was on the line or not listening because she doesn't listen.
Yeah, that's the only way she would have heard it and know.
Unless she's on hold.
She's not.
But, yeah, he got rear-ended and he wanted to talk about it. That's what happened.
Anything else you want to share, Sean? Go ahead.
Yeah, as far... Oh, goodness. The last segment you were talking about, the dichotomy between the right and the left of the paradigm of the way the nation is trying to split us up. And as far as race and everything... Honestly, they're trying to do that because as long as a country's divided, it's easily conquered.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true.
The corporatocracy, the big wig, I mean, I could go and say Vanderbilt, all that, all goes to the whole dichotomy, but all those are looking for is ways to double their billions of dollars, get us all divided, get us hating each other, and just make a mockery of us and then show it on TV. I mean,
Sean, thanks,
what are they actually hiding? Because whenever they're showing all this junk on TV and all the S stuff that on TV, the question you really got to ask yourself is what's actually behind the curtain that's fixing to unfold?
Good question. Sean, thank you for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, divide and conquer is what you said, Mark. That's an old tactic, right?
Yeah, I'm certain that a divide and rule actually is another, it's the same thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's the same thing. Divide and conquer and divide and rule is
if you
the
can get it, the people
tactic.
To fight each other over piddly crap, then they won't pay attention to being, you know, basically raped by the state or whatever it is that's going on.
Yeah, it is in the interest of those that claim to rule to have people arguing with each other.
Sure.
In order to, you know, not be arguing with them, essentially. Now, you know, pointing to an official policy makes it a bit more difficult, but people do tend to follow incentives. So I don't know where the government's involved. Now, the claim here that the media is, you know, sort of colluding to have people do this, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you can really point to something on that. It just seems like the media follows what the public's interest is, and the public's interest is high in the area of racism. Right? Like, people are interested in this topic.
Well, people will say, Mark, that the media, mainstream media, is controlled by a very select group of megacorporations, and those
people. Then why are we talking about it?
Well, we're just on the radio, so people don't really seem to think that that's as important of a mainstream
media.
They're
going to name Clear Channel as one of those seven important companies, aren't they?
I don't know.
Aren't we on some Clear Channel stations?
We are. We're on Cumulus and Clear Channel stations, the two largest radio corporations. I think that generally that theory has a lot of holes in it, but at the same time, I can understand why people tend to believe it. And that's because
Clear Channel's practically bankrupt.
That's true. There has, though, been a lot of consolidation in media, and it is true that some mega corporations do own a whole lot of media kind of arms and channels and things like that. And there's no doubt that some of the people in charge of these media operations are people who love the state. You know, the state is their bread and butter. That is the way they make their money. That's how they make their living. And, you know, they want to make sure that thing continues.
I think that there's sloppy journalism. You know, the journalists rarely bring on somebody to sort of disagree with a politician's point. If a politician says or suggests something, then that in and of itself is news. And generally not rebutted, whereas if a commentator is brought on, usually they will bring somebody else. On the other side. Now, they generally, whatever the other side doesn't generally represent libertarians, which I find to be a little frustrating. Many other countries do a far better job of letting libertarians on the air and that kind of thing. But, I think that these one-sided news organizations, they know where they make their money. They know what their demographic is. They know how to target news towards them, but I tend not to believe that there's some kind of
big conspiracy.
Yeah, big media playbook.
All right,
Rush Limbaugh did a great job of pointing out gravitas one time, a couple of decades ago, and how everybody
was
sort
using
of used
the
word gravitas to describe the same situation over and over.
All right, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That probably has less to do with somebody at the top writing a script than it does just people kind of borrowing from everybody else and not really having any original ideas.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the show.
Live Sunday, though.
With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
It's Sunday somewhere right now.
Yes.
So you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Sunday in Guam right now, as a matter of fact.
Free Talk Live, bringing in the morning show for you in Guam.
Except we're not on in the mornings in Guam. Mark, I was just saying it's Sunday now in Guam. We are on in Guam, but we're on in the evenings, which means you hear us much later than when we actually air. So you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Don't forget, we've got a web forum. You can go to forum.freetalklive.com. Listeners there have been getting interactive. There's actually a thread about Sarah. So the caller that just called in, I don't know if it was his thread or not, but somebody posted a thread about Sarah earlier today. There's discussion there. You can go, and they're talking about Bitcoin on some of the threads as well. So head on over to forum.freetalklive.com. Registration is free. All you need to do is post a quick introduction to kind of let people know that you're not there to spam, and you'll get
into the forum. Sell some sunglasses.
You'll get into the forum. It's free. Just like everything is on our website. So again, forum.freetalklive.com. We're talking about freedom of speech. The people over on the alt-right, specifically the racist alt-right, are being attacked by these companies that are trying to kind of make a play to make it look like they care about these issues and they're not going to tolerate the hatred from these groups. But on the other hand, Is there a too far when it comes to shutting people down online as far as, yeah, you're not obligated to host a website for somebody, but shouldn't a DNS operator at least be obligated to leave a DNS record alone? And DNS is sort of the phone book of the internet. When you type in freetalklive.com, there's actually some numbers that are associated with our site, sort of like a phone number almost, except it's for the internet. It identifies it's called the IP address, and identifies a specific computer somewhere on the internet and says, this is where to your browser, it tells the browser, hey, this is where freetalklive.com actually is. It's at, 19 whatever it is. And that's what the DNS record provides. It allows somebody to easily type in a name for a website, and then behind the scenes, the computers sort of look that up and they figure out where to go. Google and GoDaddy have now colluded or, on their own, decided to shut out this Daily Stormer site, which is a despicable website. I mean, Mark, you saw the Vice documentary, right?
Yep.
You remember the bearded guy that was, like, sitting in the van, one of the other interviewees?
Oh, yeah.
He was quite obnoxious, as Chris Campbell was also pretty obnoxious.
Surprisingly articulate.
Yeah, he was one of the people with the Daily Stormer, which I hadn't heard of prior to that video. But apparently, it's one of those racist news sites or something
like that. I've heard of Stormfront.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, that maybe storms have something to do with them. Stormtroopers.
They seem to like storms.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Anyway, the funny thing was the guy's name was apparently Asmodor. And I was teasing, I actually had a conversation with Chris Cantwell last night, and I teased him about this guy, Asmodor. I said, names like that are sort of like the right-wing equivalent of Moonbeam. They're just as ridiculous as a silly kind of name.
His name isn't really Asmodor, right?
I have no idea. But some people name their kids things like, Moonbeam and Sunshine. So like the hippie kids are named that, but then the racist right-wing kids are named things like Asmodor. So we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We'll tell you more about what happened with the internet crackdown on the speech of these Nazi sympathizers. Let's go to your calls and thoughts first, though. Joe is in Grand Rapids, Michigan, listening to WTKG. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, I think, these are private companies. They can do what they want. The free speech should be absolute, I guess, as far as the government's concerned. But I just like to say that these groups, man, I don't know whether these alt-right. I never heard of them until about a year or so ago.
Yeah, they kind of came out of nowhere.
The media is desperate to hook them up with any small government people. They're libertarians.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yep, that's what they want to do. They want to call them constitutionalists. They want to call them libertarians. They want to call
them. But they're not.
Well, I understand they're not. But that's what agreed 100% that many on the left, and I include many in the media and as those folks, many on the left, they want to take this shortcut when it comes to understanding the philosophies of the people on the right, and that shortcut runs right through racist land.
I think. To me, Marxists and Nazis, they're basically the same. They just, they're big government. We're going to run your life type stuff. It has nothing to do with libertarianism. But, I also know that the media they're pretty much biased and, they don't give a crap, about what libertarians believe. They don't, small government, low taxes, all that stuff. They just they'd love those, anybody who's, wants the government out of their lives, you're a Nazi. I'm not a freaking Nazi.
By definition, you're not, because a Nazi is a national socialist, somebody who wants more government in people's lives.
Any group, whether I don't know if you're, think tanks or anything that consider themselves small government, man, you need to just do whatever you can to push these douchebags. Nothing to do with them, I mean, these guys, Richard Spencer, all these guys are complete losers. I don't know what
they're nobodies.
Deal is.
I mean, the only reason they are even known is because the media has decided to turn them into known personalities. Before all of this alt-right media coverage, who the hell was Richard Spencer? Nobody would have known who that guy is.
The FBI, I believe they said there was roughly something like 6,000 or 7,000 real hardcore Nazis in the country, but the internet and the media, like you said, they make them look like they're everywhere.
Nazis are good press.
Yeah, they're not going to take over the country. We're not going to start building freaking gas chambers and stuff. But these guys, man, they're, I don't know. I mean, it's getting,
I get where you're coming from. It is frustrating, and that's part of why it's important that we can, you know, be the media ourselves today. And thank you, Joe, for your call and thoughts tonight, that you don't have to rely on the mainstream press anymore, at least. Now, anybody, well, if the companies will allow you to, anybody can have a website. And that's kind of what we're going to get into here when we get a chance. We'll tell you more about the crackdown on a right-wing extremist kind of racist site. I've never actually been to the site, but apparently it is apparently back up right now. According to reports online, the Daily Stormer was taken down by their DNS host, GoDaddy, at the DNS level.
Well, that's because you can go get another DNS provider, and so you can get back up. And that's my.
Yeah, but there are only so many of those
agreed,
out there.
But if there's competition, there's competition, right? Now, the fact is that I believe you have to go through the government in some way, the ICANN body, in order to be a DNS provider.
No, the ICANN isn't the government. That's
they are a governing body.
They're a governing body, but they're not a state.
They were given power by the United States, who created the backbone for the Internet, right? So, I mean, that is a dispersal. You see, that's the thing, is Ian, when the Internet is a government project. All right, it is. It's
they don't
ubiquity.
Own the backbones of the internet.
Its ubiquity is because it was started sort of, you know, as an overlay, and it's uniform. Rather than a bunch of different internets competing with each other, we have one internet, and that's one of the things that makes it great. Now, more freedom on the internet is better, but you can't deny the fact that the internet has its roots in statism. It's an argument for the state because of how great the internet is.
But no, that's not true. It's not an argument for the state. The government happened to be involved in the early phases of the internet, but, you know, that doesn't matter. I mean, it's like saying that Tor is great because of the government. It's not true.
If you try to make your own internet to compete with this internet, you're going to go nowhere. Right?
Uh-huh. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very established.
They're established, and they're established as a monopoly. And that monopoly status gave them a huge head start. And, you know, that's just the you know, that's
but the internet
that
isn't great because of the government. You're misplacing.
It's great because of its,
it's great because of the techno.
One.
It's great because of the techno nerds who make it great,
yeah,
and make
sure
it work and make it operate and,
they
and lay
make
the
another
lines.
One, but they don't.
And because there's no reason to. They make, you know, they lay the lines down, and they get people connected, and they provide the service, and that has nothing to do with the government. Because if it was the government, then you would have, like, dial-up modem speed still today. Let's go to Dave in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Dave.
Hello, hippies. Good evening.
What's up?
A quick question, and then I want to see if we're on the same page about free speech. This Richard Spencer you're talking about, this is not the same guy that calls out jihadists with David Horowitz, is it?
I have no idea. I really don't know who Richard Spencer is. I've seen pictures of the guy. He's some dude who's been thrown to prominence by media coverage around these alt-right events. I mean, he just seems to be a troll to me.
Okay, and okay, here's your question for the night. Name the biggest single entity that pours money into elections. And by the way, I'm not afraid of words, and I'm not afraid of money in elections, because money buys votes. It does not buy elections. I don't care how much money is spent in elections. I don't have
the biggest entity that does what? Political contributions?
Exactly.
I guess it was a bank, but I bet you want to hear AFL-CIO.
No.
AARP.
The federal government. Here's how.
All right, hang on. We'll let you answer that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Hour 3 is coming up. You can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.